To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of the last sunset of August of 21 over the Hudson River on the shores of Castleton-on-the-Hudson, New York, comes to us from yours truly as I pulled over on the ride home last night to capture it. While I got the setting sun sandwiched between these clouds, what isn't in this scene was the amazing monolithic cloudscapes that were further to the left that looked like castles in the sky. My vantage point for those sights wasn't ideal, and I didn't even bother with trying to capture it, knowing that my phone's camera wouldn't have really done it justice. Some things you just have to see for yourself. Last evening, I was welcomed into a Christian friend's home for dinner, and after the meal, I enjoyed their family's company, joking and chatting with their children. Their eldest son at one point was disobedient to his mother, who decided not to force the issue and create a confrontation in front of company. Parents have to be wise about when and where to fight their battles and know how kids can melt down at a moment's notice. It was a minor issue to pick up something and put it in its proper place, but I took note of it, and while talking with their son, I asked him if he was for real in terms of being a Christian. I explained to him that I had made a lot of mistakes in my life and often chose to do things that I knew that were wrong, and I suffered greatly for my poor decisions. I told him that the value of being a Christian was in knowing what the right thing to do was and in actually doing it, and that if we knew what was right and didn't do it, we would be fake Christians. I explained that fake Christians are people who say they are Christians but who don't live like it and suffer because of it. I confess that I didn't know it at the time, but I was a fake Christian in the past. My friend's son then showed me his Action Bible, a graphic novel, comic book version of the Bible that some of the people that have worked on Marvel Comics produced, and told me that he reads it all the time. I assured him that I thought that was great, but we also had to show that we are Christians in how we live. He agreed and assured me that he was a real Christian. I told him that it was great and suggested that he honor his mother by picking up and putting away the item that his mother asked him to pick up. He agreed and did so. His mother thanked him and confirmed and testified that her son did choose to read his Action Bible on his own, and she was amazed by and proud of how often she found him reading it. And that was it. No harsh rebuke, just a conversation from an older Christian who learned from trial and error, trying to show a young boy the better way to go by putting his faith into action. Unfortunately, I've known and still know many Christians older than this boy that have not matured in their faith by putting it into action. Recently, I've had people tell me about a certain brother who has somewhat racy or angry material on their Facebook account and has many female friends that share provocative photos of themselves and have hundreds of followers. Christ said that we would know his disciples by their fruits, by their doing his commandments, and by their love for one another. The epistles, the letters in the Bible addressed to the church, repeatedly encourage those in Christ to repent of their sins and flee sexual immorality. When we encounter people like our fleshly brother, we have to wonder, are they a real Christian? There are two possibilities in situations like this. One, they don't believe. They may say they do, but God knows their hearts, and they have never truly placed their faith in Christ. They are a wolf in sheep's clothing. They profess to be a Christian and enter a church community and look to see what's in it for them. Invariably, they take what they can get, grow dissatisfied, and move on to the next church, or abandon any semblance of being a Christian altogether, usually with tales of the ill treatment they received at the last church they were part of or how they had tried Christianity. Second option is they do believe. They did make Christ their Savior, but they are in bondage and don't know their freedom in Christ. Their attendance may vary, but they remain in the church. They aren't going anywhere. That's just the problem. They stay mired in their problems and never seem to mature in their faith by putting it into action, by living it in any consistent, manner. They seem to decide that their faith is good, but it can only take them so far in life, and they have to do the rest on their own. As someone who was on the outside of the church for most of my life, believe me, that people could have described me as either one of the above examples. I left Christian churches twice and went into a false religion for years. After I got saved in 2010, I still had worldly ideas and fleshly ways. I never wanted to repent, and frankly, I didn't think I could. But with God, all things are possible. But the thing is, we have to be real honest with Him and ourselves and decide to be real Christians by choosing to surrender our ways for His. When we trust the Lord, we walk out of the darkness of our former sinful lives, and we discover that His ways are best. I have compassion for anyone who struggles with believing in God or in living in bondage to fleshly ways, but just like when I tried to impart some wisdom to my friend's son, I can listen to their story, but eventually I would have to ask them, are you for real? And then I would explain how God was real and how He really made a way for us to find peace with Him, and that through faith in Christ, we could really live an abundant life. So answer the Lord's call on your life to follow Him. He calls everybody to repentance, but only a few will trust Him and experience the peace, love, and joy that He freely gives. So keep walking and talking with God. Examine your life and see what needs to be given to Him to heal. God is the Creator, and He gives us a new life and a purpose in Christ. He invites you to find it. He invites you to be real and to be His forever. This morning's meditation verse is 2 Timothy 1:8 from the New King James Version. It says, "Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God." Today's verse points to the fact that Christians will invariably suffer because of their faith. Yeah, the Christian life isn't all sunsets and rainbows. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Timothy from jail. He wasn't being poetic when he referred to himself as his prisoner. The suffering Paul experienced was because he wasn't ashamed of the testimony of our Lord and boldly shared the good news of Jesus Christ. He didn't do anything wrong. He was trying to tell people the truth that he had learned from the resurrected Christ himself. So Paul did good, but suffered for it. But he knew what really mattered, and instead of deciding to remain silent or to ask for mercy and release by offering to recant, he encourages Timothy and all of us to share in the sufferings of the gospel. What, is he nuts? Well, no, he's not. Making peace with God and overcoming sin and death are worth the sufferings of this world. While we don't know how we may suffer by sharing the gospel of Christ, when we realize and experience its truth, we are compelled to share it out of our love for God and out of our concern for others. When we become Christians and tell people the truth, we will be rejected, but people without Christ are in grave danger and need to be saved. Being used by God to bring someone from death to life is worth our suffering. So don't be ashamed of your faith. Live your life according to God's ways and be an example of the power of God to transform someone's life. Be an ambassador of peace and hope by explaining that God has a plan for this chaotic world and that He offers the gift of eternal life and peace with Him freely through faith in Jesus Christ. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing chapter 13. Yesterday was the Disciplines of Discipleship, I believe, and we finished up that section. So today, the doctor starts a new section on the concepts of counseling. So if you wanted to check that out, he gives the concepts of counseling, and the first concept is help people identify and resolve root issues. So if you want to check out that resource, go to mtforchrist.org and just go to the bottom of today's message and you'll find it there. And of course, all the resources I share are on the blog. You can find them by topic by clicking on the various topics on the first page, you know, be it suicide prevention or recovery or all those different topics that you get to choose from. That'll bring up all the posts that I've labeled. And you'll be able to find those resources to help you on your walk. As always, I invite people to join us in our walk on the path of Christian discipleship by taking part in one of our studies, Victory Over the Darkness of the Bondage Breaker, are now in the archives of the podcast, and you can receive the class materials that were originally given out by contacting me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. I'll send you the assignments. You send me your answers, and I'll give you feedback and encouragement as you go. And as I've stated before, some people have taken advantage of that and they're benefiting greatly in their walk. So you know, jump on board. I also encourage people to listen to our Bible studies discussions. For those people who don't have a Bible study, me, Arthur Cincotti, and his wife Susanna, and sometimes Pastor Bob get together to discuss the things of God. Once a week at Rock Solid Church, and we podcast it. So, in fact, last week I posted a wrong message instead of the Bible study. So yesterday I had to correct my mistake and re-released the proper message. You got to be careful what's on your phone. You know, you just send out the wrong thing sometimes. But I did correct my mistake when it was pointed out to me by a listener, and I thank them for that. Other than that, I would say happy hump day. We made it to midweek. Guess what? It's the beginning of September. So whatever you didn't do in August, you know, you get a fresh start, you know. So you choose to live free in Christ. You can choose free, you know, choose that path today. You know, we can leave the past behind and set a new course to walk out of whatever darkness or error that we may have been walking in. You know, that's the great thing. You know, today is a new day, and God's mercies are new every day, and we walk forward, and we don't look too far ahead or too far back, but keep our eyes on Him and decide to walk with Him to where He wants us to go. So we encourage you in that. Next week, I'm happy to announce that I've had some students contact me about next week's class on September 9th. Is it next week's class? Yeah. I look at the calendar and I get freaked sometimes. Yeah, it's coming, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And I'm happy to announce people are interested and they're going to attend. And I'm encouraging you to share the word and to tell people to attend the local class. And as I explained to some podcast listeners yesterday, that I'm also going to do an MT version of the class, basically where I just present the material that the videos will have and give my take on it. So for those who can't come locally, you can still partake in the new Freedom in Christ class via the podcast and the email. I'll just have to develop that as we go. So I'm looking forward to this month. I wish everyone well. And as I always say, God bless you all.